Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Tzav, beginning with Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, we hear about a unique Korban Mincha called the Minchas Chavitin. It's called Chavitin because it's baked on a machvas. It's baked on a flat pan, like a griddle. And it's brought by two different kinds of Kohanim. The Minchas Chavitin is brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day. And it's also brought by every single Kohen once in their life. It's called the Minchas Chinuch. On the very first day of their avoda, the very first time a Kohen does his avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, he also brings this korban. And when the Torah describes how this mincha is prepared, the Torah says in Perek Vav Pasuk Yedalid that a lot had to be done with this mincha. First, the Torah says, Al machvas b'shemen te'aseh, the minchas chavitin is prepared on a flat pan, again, like a griddle, together with oil. Murbeches tiviena, it must be boiled in water, scalded in water. Tufine, then it must be cooked again and again and again. In other words, it was first boiled or scalded in water, then it was baked, and then it was fried in a pan. And finally, minchas pitim, it must be cut into pieces. It's not brought whole, but it's brought in pieces. So again, this Korban Mincha was made on a griddle with oil. It was boiled, it was baked, and it was fried. And finally, it was cut up into pieces. And again, that's the Kohen. That's the Korban that is brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day. And it's the Korban brought by every Kohen on the first day of his Avoda. However, there is something strange about this Korban. Some of the way that this Korban is prepared looks exactly like a Korban that we heard about back in Parshas Vayikra. In Parshas Vayikra and Perek Beis, when the Torah describes the voluntary menachos, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, that a voluntary korban mincha was usually brought by a poorer person, a wealthier person. If he or she were bringing a voluntary korban, they'd probably bring an animal korban. So a voluntary korban mincha was usually brought by a poor person. And not only that, but Rashi says in Perek Beis Pasuk Vav that almost all menachos were also broken up into pieces. Patos osa pitim, broken up into pieces. So just like the korban mincha that we hear about in our parsha, the same is true with almost every korban mincha brought by a poor person. That seems, at first glance, very strange. The Korban Mincha in our parsha was brought by the Kohen every single day, or was brought by a Kohen on the very first day of his Avoda. And these Korbanos were brought with great fanfare. But again, Rashi says that a poor person's Korban Mincha was also broken up into pieces. So why would the Torah make the Menachos look so similar? The Kohen Gadol's Korban in our parsha, or the Korban brought by a Kohen once in his lifetime, looks almost exactly like a poor person's Korban Mincha. And the question is, why? This question is asked by Rav Aaron Bakst. Rav Bakst was murdered in the Holocaust, Rachmana Litzlan, in 1941. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham in Eastern Europe. He learned in Valazhin. He learned with the Altar of Kelm. He wrote a number of Svarim, including a Sefer on Musar called Lev Aharon. And it's in his Sefer Lev Aharon in Sha'ar Sheni, which is the section on Emuna, beginning on page Kufches. Rav Bakst suggests the following beautiful explanation. Rav Bakst says that the Torah here, and in many other places, is incredibly sensitive and considerate of the feelings of the poor person. This poor person is bringing a relatively inexpensive korban, and he or she can easily feel very bad about themselves. They can feel dejected. They can feel crestfallen that their korban is small and cheap and so easy to prepare. And so the Torah says, no, look at the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol! That's special. And look at the fanfare of the Kohen who's bringing a korban for the very first time in his life. And those special, momentous korbanos are brought and look just like the korban mincha of a poor person. Clearly there is something special. Clearly there's something unique about this korban. And in this way, the poor person won't feel left out. or dejected by their korban. And Rav Back says that this is a theme that runs throughout the Avodah in the Mikdash and throughout our lives as well. Everything we have comes from Hashem. And for anyone to make a poor person feel bad because of what they cannot do or what they can't afford would undermine the very belief that Hashem is in control of the world. We all know people, and we all see people who go through hard times financially, and we must do everything we can to make sure that they not feel excluded or crestfallen, God forbid, by their financial situation. Have an amazing day, everyone!